So we got schmucks in Congress like Jane Harmon worried about how Al-Qaeda was treated, whether they were waterboarded, and whether the interrogation tapes are around. This is why their ratings are in the toilet. Here's a message from the American people to the Democrats who are worried about how Al-Qaeda was treated at Gitmo and whether they were waterboarded. Here's our message to you, you idiots. We hope they were waterboarded. In fact, we'd recommend even more torture. We're glad that no bombs have gone off in America since 9/11. And if you idiots would get out of the way, we could wipe the planet of this virus. But because of schmucks like Jane Harmon, and because of schmucks like Barbara Boxer, and because of the whole Democrat machine, we're worried now about whether or not they were treated properly in their interrogations. But the American people don't see it that way. And the media won't tell you why they're hated. Now, here's former CIA agent John Kiriakou making a great argument for the use of waterboarding while being opposed to it. Listen to 07.
He was unwilling, completely unwilling to give up information early on. He was perfectly willing to engage you in a conversation once he was through the medical danger that he was in initially. But the conversations were about philosophy, about Islam versus Christianity. They weren't substantive.
Mm-hmm. But listen to 09 now, not 8.
It's my understanding he lasted 30 or 35 seconds, which was quite remarkable. The next day, he told his interrogator that Allah had visited him in his cell during the night and told him to cooperate because it would make it easier on the other brothers who had been captured.
Isn't that interesting? So waterboarding helped him see Allah. So there's an argument for using it. If it could help radical Muslims have a visit, a personal visit from Allah, then there's an argument for using waterboarding. It's amazing to me that this has not reached the Democrats on the committee. You'd think that they'd be interested in religion and how people can meet their prophets. Listen to clip 20.
Do you think that waterboarding, as I described it, constitutes torture?
There are different ways of doing it. It's like swimming. It's a freestyle backstroke.
Now, here's Jane Harmon, one of the silliest women. I would say next to Barbara Boxer, she's about as silly as they come. It makes our enemies laugh at us to think that women from Brooklyn like this are on intelligence committees. Listen to 21.
I think waterboarding, with another
Hold
name
it.
For...
Jane, we're not talking about water skiing. We're not talking about a Disney movie from the 1960s when you were a girl. We're talking about interrogating terrorists. We're not talking about water skiing, so let's back that tape up, play 21 again.
I think waterboarding, with another name for which is the Chinese water torture, is torture. And I think that John McCain is right that
Or shut up, will you Yenta. Get this Yenta off there. Go home and make Veronica's, okay? Do the American people a favor and go home and cook. Go home. Go home and cook better instead of wasting our time with your stupid feelings. We don't care about your feelings. Now, what would you recommend, Jane Harmon, to get information from hardened men like this, who would slaughter their own people in a mosque, who kill fellow Muslims without any thought about it? What would you do to get information out of them, Jane? Probably having to listen to you and Barbara Box have a conversation for a few minutes. You know, it could break them faster than waterboarding. Listen to what she recommends in 23.
The proof I have seen and read about is that the old-fashioned forms of interrogation get the truth. Things that are more extreme are the ones that get the people being tortured just to say anything to get that treatment to stop.
I want you to listen to the beginning of this lie. Listen to it again, 23.
The proof I have seen and read about is that...
The proof she has seen and read about. She has no experience in interrogating hardened Al-Qaeda members, but she's read about it. Where'd you read it? In the New Yorker while you're getting your nails done? Where'd you read it? In the beauty parlor while getting your hair done? What'd you read it in the New Yorker while Cy Hirsch wrote another one of his disinformational articles? Where'd you read about it in the LA Times Weekend Edition while getting your toenails done? This is the kind of world that why it gets me agitated. A real addition to America is to have women like this in politics. Get out of our way and let us win this war against terror, is what I'd like to say. And by the way, I speak for America. Make no mistake about it, it's why your ratings are in the toilet. It's why Congress has the lowest ratings in history. It's because of yentas like Jane Harmon, yentas like Barbara Boxer, yentas like Nancy Pelosi, and the weakling half-men in the Democrat Party who are waving the white flag. That That's why you're hated by the American people. Make no mistake about it. We don't give a rat's behind about how you interrogate Al-Qaeda. Our hats are off to the brave men in the intelligence agencies who have to face those scum and be in the same cells with them. But you're worried more about how they interrogate them. You're concerned every day about how they're treated. Do you know that the Al-Qaeda members in Gitmo are treated better than the Nazis were they are treated better than the Nazis were at Nuremberg. That came out yesterday. And that's because these yentas who are living in unreality, who don't understand the first thing about the world they're living in, but have rich husbands who put them in power with their money so they can have a little hobby in between getting their nails done. They're the ones who are standing up saying, oh, don't waterboard, don't touch it. You do it the old-fashioned way. I read it in a magazine on the airline. I read you can get it by talking to him. Just talk to him in a nice way. You'll get the information. Go home. Get out of politics. Go play with your grandchildren. Do anything. Do anything but get out of politics, you yenta.
Absolutely outrageous that a former CIA agent would discuss these kinds of things, because once you describe what techniques are being used, and they are far less serious and threatening than techniques we use on Marines and pilots who go through our training, then the high-value detainees will never speak to us.
See the damage that Barbara Boxer, Jane Harmon, and the Democrats are doing to our ability to win the war on terror? Our own men are subjected to tougher techniques than waterboarding, but that doesn't concern them. Now, Phil Newmark is the board operator for this show, and he has just volunteered to go on record right now saying he would be subjected to waterboarding right on this program to show you that it's not torture. Phil, is that right? Come on the air.
Yes, sir. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Phil, do you have any military experience?
None whatsoever.
And you're still not afraid of waterboarding. You know what it is?
I know exactly what it is. I've seen it in movies. I've seen Code Pink do it. I'm more than willing to step up and experience it firsthand before, you know, I make any judgments on it.
All right. But you're willing to be waterboarded live on the air on the Savage Nation sometime in the future. We'll have to get somebody from the CIA to do it, or somebody who knows how to waterboard you. Would you rather be waterboarded for 30 seconds or eat Jane Harmon's ravioli?
Oh, it would definitely be the waterboarding, sir.
Would you rather be waterboarded or be in the same room with Barbara Boxer after a family argument?
I'm going to have to ask to be waterboarded twice.
And the last question, would you rather be waterboarded or eat Nancy Pelosi's tortellini?
You put a bullet in my head before I'll eat that tortellini.
All right, we're on record, Phil. We'll have to find somebody willing to waterboard you. Thank you for the call. So this is what's disturbing the Democrats, the white flaggers, which is that we're not treating our detainees who would blow up their children's nursery school properly. It's sickening. Just now you know why their ratings are in the toilet. You know, the newspapers will tell you that Congress has the lower rating than Bush, but they won't tell you why. This is the reason why. It's this kind of behavior that they have these investigations every other day to Democrats. Waterboarding, CIA interrogation. We don't care. We want tougher interrogation, not weaker. Tougher, not weaker.